To You by Windbat, read by Bree. This is a Teen Wolf fanfic. Peter carefully opened one eye. There were no streamers or bursts of color in his peripheral vision. He opened the other eye and looked around the room. Everything seemed to be completely normal. Even the absence of his partners was normal. Peter enjoyed sleeping in as late as possible during the weekend, while Chris and Styles were early risers. Absently slipping on a pair of pajama bottoms, Peter headed downstairs to the kitchen, where he could hear his partners lazily debating about whether it would be possible to rouse a kraken from the depths of the ocean with enough effort. All normal so far. He half hoped that his partners had forgotten what day it was, but unfortunately, he knew he was loved too much for either of them to forget his birthday. Most of the time, Peter enjoyed being loved and adored, but he'd always disliked celebrating his birthdays. Finding he'd missed 6 of them had only exacerbated that dislike. Today was the first time Peter's birthday had come around since he, Chris, and Styles had moved in together, and Peter prepared himself for what probably lay ahead. He'd nearly managed to convince his partners that he hated celebrating his birthday in the 3 years the three of them had been together. His last birthday had passed almost pleasantly, but Peter knew moving in together may have changed things. Increase in intimacy, increase in the possibility of Styles once again trying to convert him to enjoying his birthday. Peter shuddered at the thought. Still, he joined his partners instead of unlatching the nearest window and running for the forest. The things he did for the people he loved, honestly. He relaxed slightly when the first thing he heard was 2 good mornings. "Sit down, I just need to pull the quiche out of the oven," Chris called from behind the kitchen island. Peter looked at him with vague suspicion, but he acquiesced. "This is a completely normal breakfast, just like we've had for the past 2 Saturdays," Styles said, his tone even but his eyes light with humor. He handed Peter a glass of freshly juiced orange juice. Peter couldn't decide whether he wanted to groan or laugh. He'd been suspicious the first time he'd woken up to an elaborate breakfast with his partners refusing to explain why they'd bothered, but he'd assumed Styles had found himself unable to sleep and Chris had woken up early enough to join him. The next time it happened, the breakfast spread even more elaborate than the last. Peter had been concerned that the two of them were either apologizing or plotting something. And now, on the morning of his birthday, Peter realized that the odd new Saturday tradition would have been a Wednesday tradition if his birthday had fallen on a Wednesday this year, and so on. His partners had acclimatized him toward the big breakfast spread they wanted to do for Peter's birthday. It was ridiculous. And yet, it wasn't a completely horrible idea. Peter watched as Chris brought the platters of food into the dining area and set everything up on the table. "You're not going to say anything?" Peter asked, sighing deeply. "You're such a drama queen," Chris said, leaving everything on the table and pulling him into a kiss. "I love you." Peter sighed even more when Styles brought out a mug of coffee topped with whipped cream and rainbow sprinkles, but it was the closest the two had come to the ungodly amount of celebration Styles enjoyed on his birthdays, or the elaborate trips Chris liked for his own. Styles seemed to be vibrating in place, waiting for Peter to say something, and Peter gave both of them a fond look. "All right, you can say it." He braced himself for a loud cheer of happy birthday, but it wasn't needed. "I love you," Styles said instead, leaning in to press a kiss to Peter's cheek. "But, you know, since we accidentally made so much food, we could invite Malia over for brunch. And it's been a while since we played that old movie that we haven't seen in ages." "It's not an old movie if it was made in the 90s, Peter said, shaking his head but unable to keep in the smile. He had no doubt his favorite film was queued to play on the TV, and Malia had already been notified to come by in an hour. At least his basically raised by coyotes daughter held no love for human traditions like birthdays. But if brunch and curling up with his pack on the couch was the way Styles and Chris had decided to play this, Peter didn't have anything to complain about. "Thank you, both of you," he said and popped a grape in his mouth. This is the end. Thank you for listening.